And elsewhere, the head of London's Metropolitan Police Forces has admitted that corrupt police officers could escape justice thanks to the mass shredding of sensitive corruption files held by Scotland Yard. Sir Bernard Hogan Howe described the decision to destroy the files as wrong. He made the remarks during a testimony in front of the Home Affairs Select Committee of the Parliament. Britain's most senior police officer also criticized his predecessors for taking the controversial decision. The Metropolitan Police has already faced cover-up allegations. Meanwhile, the British MPs have announced that they would launch a new inquiry into the structure, governance, and culture of the Metropolitan Police. Our correspondent, Issa Ali, joins us now from London. Issa, welcome to the program. Quite an admission by the head of Scotland Yard, which is most likely to bring more attention and criticism to the issue of the mass shredding of corruption files by the police headquarters.
Yes, the head of the Metropolitan Police has made these statements, and it comes just a day after a police whistleblower had resigned from the force under the threat of being charged. Essentially, what you're having now is all of these corruption allegations, cases of abuse, cases of the police not investigating crimes in order to bring down the crime figures for the benefit of the politicians who are hiring them. And when these, perhaps, police officers who are lower down the food chain speak out, their seniors are putting them in trouble, they're investigating them, and instead of putting the situation right, I was talking to a former police officer yesterday who was telling me that rather than put these wrongs and correct them, the police will now open investigations into the people who are speaking out. Or, as you've mentioned, they will destroy the evidence completely and then later on deny it and say, well, you know, what can we do? The evidence is gone now. So this is really a critical time for the police because of whistleblowers and because of other investigations by the media. As you mentioned, now the MPs are giving a more serious look. And the police force for the last 30 years, previous to that, but the last 30 years in particular, have been under great scrutiny. Racism allegations, allegations of planting evidence, allegations of infiltrating protest groups. We've now been hearing about protests, protest leaders being married by police officers, having children by these police officers who later go on to be spies in the movement. So the MPs are really looking at this carefully, and you know, unfortunately, many of the analysts and former officers I've spoken to are not optimistic of this situation being rectified or of there being any serious change. What will probably happen is there will be another inquiry, some more recommendations. Those surface level recommendations will be implemented, but at its core, these kind of abuses, these kind of just wholesale blatant destruction of evidence will continue.
And Issa, you mentioned that the Metropolitan Police will be the subject of an inquiry by the British MPs. They'll be looking into the structure, the governance, and the culture of the Met Police. But how will this all reflect upon Scotland Yard in the face of these repeated inquiries?
There's a saying, a death by a thousand scratches, which is essentially a point of attrition, which is that when you have a big organization or a big force, sometimes one big blow won't bring it down. Many, many, many little blows will bring it down. And that seems to be what's happening to the reputation of the Metropolitan Police. You've got accusations of racism, you've got accusations of corruption, you've got accusations, like I said, of officers infiltrating protest groups. You've got accusations of just wholesale destruction of evidence. So, you know, in regards to your question, once all of these accusations build up, the effect it will have on Scotland Yard, on the reputation of Scotland Yard, will be deadly, as
sure.
It is. Amongst millions of people in this country, Scotland Yard has a very negative reputation, and if this continues, it just seems to be untenable if it will spread to more negative publicity to the wider population.
Thank you very much, Issa Ali, Press TV's correspondent, joining us from London.